Hi, at BizMag. Today we are attending third day of IBC 2023 and I am with Mr. Fabio of VNova. So Fabio, please tell us about VNova, what it all does. It seems to be a big exhibit today.
Yeah, absolutely. As VNova, as you can see here, the stand is not branded VNova, it's MPEG-5 LCVC. The reason for that is VNova, we're a technology company, we're a software and IP company, so we are one of the contributor to the latest MPEG standard, MPEG-5 LCVC, and one of the promoters. So what we're doing here at IBC is really showcasing products, forming an ecosystem for MPEG-5 LCVC compression and delivery that is becoming available to service providers and broadcasters. Mm-hmm. So really what we're doing is encourage vendors that are integrating the technology to come together and show interoperable use cases so that service providers and broadcasters can get the confidence and the realization, if you wanted, that they can deploy the technology. The technology is becoming available for deployment, and they can quantify the benefits that it can bring to them and to their services.
As I can see, you have displayed some of the hardware here. Can you please explain what it is and how it is beneficial to the broadcasters or other market segments?
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. So MPEG-5 LCVC is kind of low complexity is in the name of the technology. So for years, we've been demonstrating its availability in application, in software. So, but one of the biggest things, and probably the biggest announcement here at IBC, is the availability in video SoCs. So that means television set-top boxes can now benefit from the availability of LCVC inside the chipset. Mm-hmm. And Realtek was the first video SoC manufacturers that announced support for LCVC inside their chipsets. Very interesting, and it wasn't my quote or our quote, it was the quote from the vice president at Realtek in the press release that they released just before the show, mentioned the fact that the reason for LCVC support is customer demand. So basically we're seeing traction, we're seeing demand from broadcasters and service providers to their suppliers for the availability of LCVC. So here for us is a big major step forward in the adoption of the technology today.
Amazing. And what are your next development plan?
So
in this sector or software, what do you think, like what can be evolved out of these? Which you are already working on?
Yeah, I mean, as VNova, we'll continue kind of be out there, provide support to the companies that want to integrate the technologies, mm-hmm. right? As I said, we have implementations of the technology, we have reference designs, going from kind of browser implementations all the way to hardware implementations. Mm-hmm. So we'll continue to work with partners in the market to build this ecosystem of availability. And this ecosystem is building fast, mm-hmm. right? The technology was only standardized 2 years ago in 2021, mm-hmm. After IBC, so less than 2 years ago to be precise. But, you know, today we're seeing about 40 vendors here in this showcase with their products, you know, spanning video SoCs, as I said, but also encoder vendors like Harmonic, like Atem, like Main Concept, media players from Shaka Player to GStreamer to FFmpeg. So the tools that people are using in the industry
is
to
increasing.
Produce video, deliver video, it's increasing year on year. And so we will continue working for the benefit, hopefully, of the broadcasters and service providers so that they can take advantage of the availability of the technology.
Where is your headquarter and how do you reach globally? Where are your offices? Like,
yeah, we're based in London.
Okay.
Like the company is a London-based company, but we have offices worldwide. Video is everywhere, really. So we have a small development center in Bangalore in India.
Okay.
As well. We have a small development in Belgium. Mm-hmm. And then we have presence spanning from China in the east all the way to through Europe and the Americas.
Great. Anything else that you want to reach out to your target audience in companies?
Well, I'd say in a time where everybody's talking about new business models, new forms of entertainment, what's going to happen of the broadcast industry and the kind of streaming industry, right? We're not a service provider, so we won't be able to change their business models, but we're a technology provider. Mm-hmm. And I think technologies like MPEG-5 LCVC can bring major benefits to their services. So I would say, check it out, try it, quantify the benefits for your service. But also look at technology for new forms of entertainment. Mm-hmm. One of the things that if you have time, you should try and check out is something that we're doing together with NVIDIA. So we're kind of trialing a new form of entertainment. It's like mm-hmm. a first here at IBC, a 6 degree of freedom, kind of cinematic entertainment, immersive video entertainment. Mm-hmm. So it's not VR. You're not watching a scene from a like in a 360 kind of way, but you're immersed in the scene.
Okay.
So you're literally within the it's a zone of view, so you're immersed in the scene. Obviously, it's a lot of data. This is why we come on board and why compression is important. But together with NVIDIA, we are able to render those cinematic experiences in the cloud and stream them in real time, ultra low latency, to any type of headset. Mm-hmm. Today's a Quest or a Pico, and in the future could be a small kind of wearable pair of glasses, who knows, but it's basically decoupling the entertainment from the consumption device is where the compression comes on board. And for the first time, we're showing this in real time here at the show, and it's powered by NVIDIA, and I would kind of...
Where can we have that experience, which you just talked about?
You can have it here at this booth.
Here only?
Right there. Okay. Only here at this booth at IBC.
So can we?
Please do, yeah. Please do.
Thank you, Fabio, for talking to us. It was nice experience, and definitely I can say with the Vinova kind of technology, we are jumping into another zone of gaming and entertainment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.